Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I really am.
No, you're not.
But, well, no, because, you know, no, here's the thing. Okay, Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks. Best new hip-hop and R&B, so. I'm not laughing at the story. I'm laughing at how much Leroy doesn't believe this story about the guy who said he got swallowed by a humpback whale. And he said, all of a sudden, I felt this. So he was diving for, like, lobster traps and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Quote, all of a sudden, I felt this huge shove, and the next thing I knew, it was completely black.
Oh, my God.
I could sense I was moving, and I could feel the whale squeezing with the muscles in his mouth. You hear him? You hear him laughing? Initially, Packard thought he was inside a great white shark, but he couldn't feel any teeth, and he hadn't suffered any obvious wounds. It quickly dawned on him that he'd been swallowed whole by a whale!
Okay.
He was.
Oh, this poor man.
Melissa doesn't believe it.
No, no.
Why don't you? Okay.
Immediately, if dude didn't start talking about movie deals and book deals and stuff, I would probably believe him a little bit
more.
Wow. And the fact that I did do a little research, because I at first was like, well, there were witnesses, but the witnesses were his friends.
No.
The one friend said, "Well, I looked and I saw the whale spit him out, and all I saw was his feet in the air, about 20 feet." I'm like,
his friend wasn't that dude from a couple years ago that was fishing. Was like, "It's a baby whale.
Yeah,
what is that?
I don't know,
Michael.
But...
is that a baby whale?" Mm-hmm. Leroy, why don't you believe the story?
At first, I wanted to because it's an amazing story. But then, when they showed him in the hospital bed, now my gut said, if someone is swallowed by a whale and it starts to squeeze on you, shouldn't you have like some really serious injuries?
No, you haven't you seen Finding Nemo? You get a lot of space in there, and all you got to do is go.
A cartoon?
No. Well, it's based on real life. It's a documentary about a father fish finding his son in Australia, and all you got to do is talk in whale and say.
Yo, people, think about this for a second. This is not any one of us giving someone a bear hug. It's a whale supposedly squeezing on a human butt. A whale. And this dude's out pretty much no problems, no issues.
Oh, God.
Something just doesn't seem right.
How did he get in the whale? Like, was he just like, he was so focused on that lobster trap that he didn't see the giant shadow?
I can't stand
it. You know what else, dude, that I thought was funny? Dude had his flippers on still. Did you know that? He was out there, like, diving, and he had his flippers on. I just, for some reason, that made me laugh when I heard that.
A whale. You can fit in a whale's mouth, guys.
I understand that.
You didn't know that? You could fit in a whale's mouth, have it spit. How did it spit him out? Did it spit him out, perhaps,
his
like
feet
this?
Went from
COVID-19!
Is that how it spit him?
I don't know, but his feet came out first. So I don't know. That's all I heard.
Listen, please, if you have a random...
Like,
if you have a great story about a brush with death, like a random brush. I can't believe we're laughing at this, but I mean, listen, he's alive. It's a JK, LOL.
Yeah, he's alive. He's getting book deals.
Yeah, he's getting movie deals. He's gonna have
Matt Damon's going to play in a movie.
Yeah, Jason Bourne's going to play the guy who got swallowed by a whale in a movie. 833-973-0969.
Which reminds me, you said he's getting book deals and all this stuff,
but,
right,
I
Melissa?
I mean, you know, he's talking about them. Yeah.
So he seems like a guy who wants the attention. So when our producer Aaron reached out. For some reason, he's not getting back. I'm telling you.
Big time in us.
Because he's going to be talking to Michael Strahan.
No. He would want all the attention he could get.
He's
no matter what.
He doesn't
you
care
all
about...
are calling him a liar.
He's
Why would he want to be on with us?
Well, we
know that, Pebbles. Well, Pebbles, he came on and explained the story. I believe it. It's Melissa and Leroy who are starting to sway me.
In this day and age of like TikTok and everyone recreating things, it would not surprise me in the least if this was made up. It would not surprise me.
Yeah. How did he not have a phone on him and have this music playing in the background?
Oh, no.
Can't believe that one time I got swallowed by a whale.
Oh, God. God.
833-973-0969. Hit us up. Some of your stories on near-death experiences. It's the Get Up Crew, by the way. Hot 96.9, number one for throwbacks and best new hip-hop and R&B. The gentleman who got swallowed by a whale, allegedly. Mm. Also was in a plane crash like 20 years ago that killed like 3 or 4 people, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he survived that. So when that story didn't get any traction, yeah, he decided to come back with I got swallowed by a whale, yep, and spit out.
He's like, how do I, yeah, top this, yeah, one?
If this one doesn't work, what's he going to say next? You wouldn't believe.
Listen.
I just happened. Yeah. Yeah. Aliens got me. I fought them off. They put me in what was that? The Thor movie. They had me in a galactic gladiator battle, and I was fighting this giant green guy, the Hulk. And somehow I survived, luckily.
Hold on. Is this true? This girl Melissa put on our page when she was mentioning the plane crash thing. The guy was on a TV show.
He was? Was it called The World's Biggest?
No. It was called I Shouldn't Be Alive. So he was on a TV show for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now he wants to come back for the. He wants to be on the remake of the show?
Yes.
Is Netflix doing a Shouldn't Be Alive remake?
Wow.
His life is called Shouldn't Be. You know what it is? He's meant to do something special, and he hasn't gotten it yet. And God's like, yo. Cure cancer already. How many times can I save your dumb ass? Figure it out. All right. Melissa, what are people saying on the Get Up Crew
Facebook
page?
So we have had quite a few people mention their brushes with death. Xavier said that he got ran over by a car.
Yeah.
Like literally ran over by a car. Like like his whole body was underneath a car.
Yeah.
It just went right over.
And the car kept on going.
And he lived. Let's see. Althea, this is interesting. Her and her friends were kidnapped when they were younger.
Mm.
And
oh my
they were
God.
Able to escape and jump from a moving car on the Ooh highway.
What?
Yes. What is happening?
See, I believe that, but it's like some of these, like, they're just so outrageous sounding. It's like, are you sure you just weren't watching TV and dreamt that?
I mean, potentially.
Okay.
Kira said her and her brother got locked in a refrigerator when she was 6 years old.
Oh, that's a nightmare situation.
Yep.
Oh,
gosh. Hold on. Where is the one about, is it Trisha? No. Someone was saying that this one freaks me out because I almost drowned as a kid.
Yeah.
Like from going down a waterfall thing. But this girl said that she was in a pool and she was trying to go to the very, very bottom part of the pool and her hair got stuck in the filter.
Oh.
And it just kept dragging her down and she couldn't get out. And she had to rip her hair out of her head to get loose.
That makes my stomach feel weird.
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, we got phone calls and stuff. You know, we'll just carry this over. If you got stories, we want to talk to you, but we got to do what's hot and trending next.
And
give
Anita,
away the money
please
too.
Call us. She's got four.
She got four.
Four different times she almost died, and they're all insane. Anita, please
I don't even know if I
want
to talk to her. She might jinx us. And see if the kidnapping lady will call us, too, because I need to hear that story of how she escaped a kidnapping by jumping out of a car. Earlier today, we were talking about the gentleman that got swallowed by a whale, a humpback whale. Apparently, he was lobster diving, missed the giant shadow coming up from behind him, got swallowed up by a humpback whale, and then spit out because it was a baby. It was a baby whale, and it couldn't swallow him whole, so it spit him out. Leroy's laughing because he 100% does not believe the story.
You know, the last time I heard a story like this was Sunday school when Jonah was swallowed by a whale.
He was swallowed by a whale and spit out. Listen, he's alive, so we can laugh at that story. That is a hilarious near-death experience.
The thing that's, for me, number one is that he's talking about wanting a movie deal and a book deal and all that stuff. So that's kind of questioning it.
Melissa's
too.
Calling BS but, immediately.
Well, no. And then everybody that's, you know, backing up the story, they're all friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So and I heard somebody else say, no, it's true. This person that used to work with him said that it's true. Okay, so because you know the guy, that means it's a true story.
Nobody, I mean, I can understand why if he got swallowed by a whale, was a little too busy to, you know, grab his GoPro or whatever. But you're telling me not one of his friends? He doesn't have that one friend. I'll put it this way. If we were all near the water and one of us got swallowed by a whale, one of us that isn't Melissa, you better believe that. That would be on Melissa's Instagram Live so fast.
I'd be from inside the damn thing going, yo, look at this thing's tongue.
Yeah. Melissa would be on TikTok and she'd be like, that time I got swallowed by a whale.
I mean.
So we're looking for your random near-death experience stories. What do you got on the Get Up for
All right, so on our page, we have a lot of random ones. Anita had four. I was trying to get her to call in.
No, don't tell her not to call us. She's going to pass off the bad juju.
No, I know, but one of them was she's been mugged twice, once at knife point.
Jeez.
Can you imagine? Nope. This other girl said that she was in a pool. She was trying to swim to the bottom to see the deepest point. Her hair got stuck in the filter at the bottom, and it was just constantly bringing her down, and she had to, like, pull out some of her hair to get back to the top.
That's crazy.
Somebody else said that they got hit by run over by a car completely. Like, they were laying on the ground somehow, and the car went right over them.
Yeah.
And, yes, and they survived that, so that was good.
I have a friend who got run over by, an 18-wheeler. He got dragged.
What?
Yeah, he got dragged.
Oh.
He was a big boy, too. I said, that's what saved you, because if it was me, I would have been a pancake on the road.
And one more, Dale said that he was driving behind a truck. This is something that I always fear, where you're behind a truck that is towing something or has something on the
don't
back.
Say it came off.
And he said that it was a ladder and it fell off and went right toward him and he had to swerve to get out of the way.
Oh my
God. He said he was going 65 miles an hour and he said the thing was right in his eyes. He was I always think that when I'm behind a truck.
I also know someone hit you up and said that they were kidnapped and escaped. We have her on the phone. It's her, right?
I believe it is.
Hello?
Hi, I am a her.
Okay.
Hi.
You want to remain anonymous, correct?
Please, I'm at work, so I'm going to make it quick.
Yeah, okay. So give me your story, because I got to hear this.
So I was in Canada, I want to say 4 years ago. Me and my girl were waiting for a cab to go to the beach, and we stayed at this really bougie B&B. So we're waiting outside. And this FedEx guy's running back and forth to the truck, to the building, to the truck, to the building. And he stops and he goes, hey, ladies, would you like to help me? I can pay you. And I was like, no, I'm not insured by FedEx. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, no, I'll pay you. It's safe. It's just a couple boxes in the back of the truck. I was like, no, fam. And my security guard from the building was just kind of sitting there having a butt watching. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, my cab better show up or I'm going to get kidnapped by FedEx in Canada.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
You're going to leave us on that?
I mean, what more do you want? My cab showed up and Batman in the Batmobile.
I thought you were the one that you jumped out of a car that was moving or something like that. Isn't that what Melissa said?
No. I said that she had posted on our page that she'd gotten kidnapped. Her and someone had gotten kidnapped when they were young.
I thought this was her.
No,
what are you looking at me for?
Kidnapped.
I didn't get her on the
phone. Oh, you were almost kidnapped.
Yeah,
you didn't almost get kidnapped.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
Right. You didn't almost get
kidnapped. Is my almost kidnapping story not as good as actually kidnapped?
Yeah,
he's
going to
tell you.
It's really not. I mean, so a FedEx guy asked you for a little bit of help and you suspected that he was going to kidnap you. Maybe he really needed help with the boxes. Maybe you look like a strong girl. Listen, I don't know. I just know. I'm glad you're safe.
I was waiting for more. I was like, wait, that was it? I think I've almost been kidnapped 30 times in my life.
That's the equivalent of somebody like, I got swallowed by a whale. Okay, tell me the story. So I was lobster diving and I saw a giant shadow go over my head. Yeah, and what happened?
Wow.
The whale just missed me. Okay. Thanks.
Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9. Number 1 for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. Joshua, you're alive. That's good. How did you almost not make it?
this is a while ago.
Wait. Before you start. Does this story involve a FedEx guy carrying boxes asking for help?
No, not this one.
All right, so it's already better than the last one.
It's better be good.
Yeah.
Aww. Well, I went on a trip. I was in high school with my buddy's friend, family, and he had an older cousin. And we were out at the jetty on Hampton Beach, and they're like, "Hey, let's jump in and swim back." immediately, I'm not a strong swimmer, so I was skeptical. And they started calling me names and stuff. Jump in, jump in. So I was the last one that jumped in, trailing, was swimming back.
Oh, God, you're me. You fell
started
for
started drowning.
Okay.
I was underwater, got, you know, like, took in some water.
Mm-hmm.
Started sinking. Like, my body started, like, shaking, convulsing. And next thing I know, a fisherman jumped in who saw me and pulled me up onto the rock. And some other people came over. They gave me CPR.
Oh, my God. Back. So you were out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was, I blacked out. I was done.
Scary, huh?
Yeah, it was the scariest thing ever. Yeah.
Melissa wants to bond with you over almost drowning.
No, I almost drowned too. I had to have CPR to revive me when I was a kid. It's literally one of the scariest experiences you'll ever, because you just, I don't know if you remember this, but it's something that you legit remember. Not being able to breathe as hard as you're trying and trying to come up for air, you just can't. And your whole body is submerged in water and you just can't get anything. And then you just don't remember anything until you wake up and you see the person laying over you.
The violent shakes that happen when you're gasping for air and the water's coming in is something I'll never forget.
Crazy.
That is devastating. Hey, let me ask you a funny question. Between myself and Mero.
Wait, that isn't good enough for you, Romero. Oh, my God. Sorry, guys.
Well, he's alive. Between myself. Hey, did you learn to swim after that?
I actually did.
See, yay! There you go. Melissa, did you learn to swim after that?
Yes. I'm a very good swimmer now, yes.
All right. Very good. Then we all learned a lesson here. Now, between myself, Romero, between me, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us would you say is the most high maintenance in a relationship, John? Joshua.
Oh, man. You.
Me?
Yeah! I love it. I love it.
How dare you. Oh, you got it right. Oh, my God. All right. Good one. Let's talk to Jim.
Well, when I was younger, I was about 15.
Mm-hmm.
Went out on the boat. Wasn't a very big boat. I was sitting on the back of the boat.
Yeah.
And my buddy thought he'd be a smartass and slipped on it, and I fell over into the water.
Uh-huh.
So, all of a sudden, you know, I'm like, and he turns around, and he's like, oink. And he's like, shock. And I'm like, I turn around, I see this fin coming up out of the water.
Oh,
and he was like, coming like right at me.
Oh,
a shark
I'm
for
like,
real?
Oh, my God. I just like froze. I was shaking, and he just came. He cut the path off of the shark and got me into the boat. And I was just like, oh, my God, dude, what the hell did you do? Can we just go home now? I'm done.
Can we go home now?
Damn. See, if that happened now,
yeah,
your friend, you probably would have died because the first thing your friend would have done was gone for his phone.
Take out his
to
phone.
Take a picture yep. and put it on Instagram Live. Oh, my God. Jim, I'm going to miss you so bad. Say hi to everybody.
All right. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help, too, by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.